Morning, everybody. How we doing? Just a little news. We, without having the two defensive captains, with both those guys being on IR, just had the defense yesterday vote for a replacement captain and pretty strongly endorsed David Bowen. So he'll be serving as the defensive captain through the rest of the season. I personally feel it's a really good choice. He's a guy that I've known for a while. He's played multiple positions, and he's played them all well. And he's always been someone that whatever you ask him to do, he's going to do it. He's going to do it to the best of his ability. He's going to try to make those around him better. And I think as you've seen over the last couple of games with him playing inside, the level of communication, I think Eric did a great job with communication to Quell. But going from an outside linebacker to an inside linebacker, being responsible for the huddle, being responsible for making all the checks with the front seven, that's not easy, and I think he's done it really well. The other thing that another strength of his is the mentoring of younger players and just his overall approach to each game, to each day. So was happy with that. Today we'll continue to work inside in preparation, obviously, for playing the first game inside this season, and really on our typical preparation path. No strong variation there. So with that, open up to questions.
Bowens hasn't been a starter for most of his career technically, but I'm asking him about that recently. He said he never played less than 20 snaps a game in recent part of his career. Is that accurate from your time in New York?
Yeah, I'd say that 20 was probably I'd imagine that was the minimum for him. You're always trying to find good roles for him if he wasn't going to be the starter. And he always had a period in the game where he may go in for two or three series as outside linebacker. He may come in two or three series at inside linebacker. He'd have a designated role in dime defense where he was in each series for that. He worked on the goal line. And that position flexibility, I would imagine, probably came to 20 or well over 20 plays a game.
It just seems odd for a guy to have lasted 11 years and have had so few career starts. So how do you explain his career? So few career starts lasting so long.
Well, I completely understand why he's played as long as he has. He's got a great approach in season. He's got a great approach during the off season. He is really smart, so he can fit in any system. He's a great guy. He's got toughness. He can rush the passer. He can do a lot of things. So the longevity part, I completely understand why he didn't play more early on. That I'm not sure of. I would have loved to have him. I mean, I love having him now. I would love to have him earlier on.
Playing indoors on Sunday against a team that has struggled to stop the pass, is this a real conducive game to get the passing game going, and specifically to get some of your wide receivers some catches and some confidence?
Yeah, I'm always hoping that's going to be the case, where we can get the passing game rolling. Playing indoors, you're guaranteed good weather, which usually helps. Although I don't think we've had very many games where the weather hasn't been good. It's pretty unique from my experience with being in Cleveland, and we have pretty amazing weather so far.
Do you think? I know Josh was limited in practice yesterday. Will he be able to return kicks and punts and play receiver? Do you think? Are you going to hope?
Yeah, I anticipate Josh playing all the roles he normally plays this week.
When we talked to Jim Schwartz on the conference call, you know, he used a lot of the same kind of language that you do about the process and rebuilding. Did you talk to him after you both got these jobs? And do you think that whole process stuff comes from being under Bill Belichick back in the day?
No, I think the process part is just the reality. I think it's a reality, and I think that Jim's had a lot of experience. He's coached a long time. He's seen a lot of different things. He's been part of some really good teams, and then might have to you might lose some guys at free agency. You might have to kind of start over based on whether it's cap or the draft or whatever it is, and you go through that cycle. Even though he was with one team for a long time, I'm sure with tennis, I'm not sure when it happened, but the ups and downs where you go through a year, and you have to take that approach. And he's a really smart guy.
Is that what you remember most from the days back here?
I remember, I'd say smart is one of the things, and a great worker. He's got a great work ethic. He is constantly looking for innovative ways to do things. There's a lot of analysis. I forget what it was. He was using regression formulas for a while to evaluate tendencies, which, is he a math major at Georgetown? Might have been. I probably have to bring somebody in to help me with that part of it, but I think he was able to do it himself.
Ever since your initial, flap that you had with Sean Rogers at the very beginning, and then you guys, kind of patched things up and talked, how has he been for you? I mean, has he been a real good company guy, a team player ever since that time?
Yeah, Sean and I get along really well. It's been fun getting to know him with the Halloween party and seeing him with his daughter, and I had my kids there, and we were talking about that. Talking this morning, our wives both working at a homeless shelter the other day together, and just sharing some of those experiences. And he's fun to see some of the guys that you only see in this environment typically with their kids, and I'm sure they're probably surprised, not surprised, but the interaction with my kids, like, it's nice to be able to take a step back and just enjoy each other's company from that perspective. There's a lot of things and a lot of good conversations we've had, and been a good guy to get to know.
Did he dress up for the Halloween party?
No, he didn't dress up for that Halloween party. But it's funny watching him chase around a little one. Yeah, I'm used to him chasing around big ones.
The right side of your offensive line, Eric, how's that? Those two guys been playing?
Really, at the guard spot, it's been more than two guys because you've had Hank in there for a bit, Rex, Floyd. So it went through a tough spot there. Rex got hurt during camp, and then Floyd got hurt early in the season, and both guys, I think, were doing a lot of good things. They're moving a little bit past the injuries. Each week it gets better. There has been some changes in there, different points, which goes back to why you work those guys in a lot of different spots, because you don't know who's going to be there and when someone's going to have to step in and fill the role. I think John's done had some good games. I think there's been some games where there have been some struggles, but he's very consistent in the way that he approaches things, and all three of those guys are.
So those changes that injuries forced you to make, did that cause any glitches at all in developing that chemistry that you always strive for?
Well, it's the good thing is that they had all worked in there, and they had worked in different spots. So Hank had been in there. John had worked in there a little bit, but he's been out right tackle. Floyd's been in there. Rex was in there. So all those guys had worked with the other offensive linemen. So that's been a net positive, because it wasn't the first time that they'd worked with Floyd or Hank or any of those guys. But you know, when you miss time with an injury and you come back, it does take a while to get back into the flow. And I thought Rex was having a good camp. So, and then Floyd got dinged early on, and they're both back, but it takes a little while.
Jerome Harrison, you know, not being very involved in the offense last week, I think he said something yesterday about I don't want to say anything because I might say what I really think. Obviously, I mean, he seemed a little bit upset about not being involved. So, what's kind of going on with him?
You know, in terms of that, you have to talk to him, but anything that he wants to talk about, he can come talk with me at any point, just like all these guys can. And you know, when you got three running backs, and I think really with Chris Jennings, Chris has done a nice job. Chris has really worked hard to create opportunities for himself, and unfortunately, there's only one running back. It's not like some other positions where you can play multiple guys at the same time. You can create some packages like that, but there's one, and so you have certain things that you'd like Jamal to do. You have certain things that Jerome does. You have certain things that you want to see Chris do, try to build in the flexibility so that they all can work in each other's, work in each of the roles if they have to.
Did you watch a game last night?
No, I don't even know who won.
Miami.
Who, Miami?
Miami's up 7 with 45 seconds left and plus 28. So they could kick a 45-yard field goal to seemingly clinch the game, but they went for it on 4th and 3 or 4 to get in, and they didn't get it. So Carolina actually got the ball to like the 20 with a chance to tie. What are the pluses and minuses of not kicking a field goal there, and what do you think you would do?
So it's
45-yard field goal would have made it a 10-point lead.
Yeah, 45-yard field goals percentage-wise. What was the weather like? I think there's a lot of factors. I'm sure that talked to the special teams coach, talked about the range, talked about the comfort level there. And you get the field goal blocked, and it's a tie game. You miss the field goal. It's from the spot of where the field goal was kicked. And then 4th and 3, you look at the percentage of conversion rate. We actually, you know, did a whole study on, you know, if you're kicking from this yard line versus a 4th down and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, percentage of kicking the field goal, making it, percentage of converting the 4th down to a 1st down, and kind of look at it like you would any other stats. And some of the other part comes in how comfortable you feel with the play that you have, because that's a got-to-have-it play. Do you feel really good about it? What do you feel about what they're going to do? So there's a host of decisions there, and you go for that 4th down, you make it, it's great. Kick the field goal, you make it, it's great. Field goal gets blocked, it's really bad. Miss the 4th down conversion, they score, it's bad. But
I forgot to ask you all week, what did you think of Belichick's 4th and 2 from his own 20?
I think that Bill's made a lot of great calls, and I don't question that call at all. And I've been a part enough of those games with Peyton Manning where, you know, when he gets the ball, good things usually happen. I think they walked down the field the drive before. Got Tom Brady and that offense. That's pretty high percentage football.
See any negative message being sent to the Patriot defense? Like, we don't trust you to stop them from 70 yards?
No, I see a really positive message being sent to the Patriots offense. We trust you to get this, and you take some chances. And everybody's seen Peyton Manning do what Peyton Manning does each week. In the Tampa Bay game, down 25 points with whatever it was, 5-6 minutes, and they win in overtime. And we played him in New York one time. We're up by 4 with 1:50 left. We have to kick off. Maybe should have onside kicked, get the ball back. They didn't have any timeouts. And if you don't onside or you don't get it back, blitz. He's special. in that situation. Played him in Indy. Ended up winning. Willie McGinnis came off the edge and tackled the guy in the 1 yard line. But that was another one where we were up. Now we're sitting on the goal line. Yeah, not a great feeling, especially in Indy. I mean, it's like a track meet. So.
Things they did at the end of the game were precautionary with him, but doesn't this seem kind of like an amazing recovery from what looked so bad?
No, I really do think the things that they did were precautionary, and you'd want them to do that with any player anytime there's a chance that it could be something more. And the test on that night, they're all negative. So you went through, I think the medical staff did a really good job of making sure that every possible step was taken to be right. All righty, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.